One of the most popular areas of interest in U3A are the Travel Study Groups. And this morning I dragged Bill Mead away from his line dancing to come and talk to us about the Travel Group G, which he's involved with. Morning, Bill. How did you get involved with U3A?
My wife retired before me and she joined a couple of groups, one of which was a travel group. And when I retired, I joined the travel group. We went on various trips. But at the Freshers' Fair the following year, I saw an advertisement for Travel Group G, who were going to go to the Olympic Park before the 2012 Olympics. And I was interested in doing that. So I joined Travel Group G, as well as being in Travel Group D, specifically to go up to the Olympic Park, which we subsequently did. And it was a brilliant day and saw the background of how it was being built.
You end up as group organiser?
Yes. I'm not absolutely certain how that happened.
How often do you meet?
We meet once a fortnight. We plan programme back, probably we start in April and May, planning a programme for the following year. Once we've decided on the various places that we want to go, then we sort of slot those in to a fortnightly rota of meetings.
So how many venues do you go to in a year then?
Roughly 7 or 8. Uh-huh. We parallel with Travel Group C, so we have 2 travel groups, primarily because it makes the running of a coach more viable. But we are very popular. And as a consequence of that, now, my travel group share the leadership with Sue York. So I say mine, but it's ours. Our travel group has got approaching 50 members. And I think that Sylvia's group is also going up to that number, which is fine, except when we find a trip which is very popular. Because then we have the unfortunate situation of having to disappoint people and say, you know, either that or we put 2 coaches, which then doesn't become financially viable.
Sure.
We quite often fill a 61-seater. And if we don't get enough from 2 travel groups, then we put an advertisement in on the in the magazine or in the What's On and pull in some just general members from
the U3A.
You
throw it open to any U3A member. So what goes on before you go to I think your next trip to Blenheim,
We have a rota, which is basically, we meet fortnightly, and then we have 2 study meetings and a trip. And that sort of goes right the way through the year. So we have 2 study meetings. We had the first meeting of the year this year, and then we had a meeting on Monday. Both of those were study meetings for the Blenheim trip, which will occur a week Monday. We sit down and we talk about aspects of Blenheim. Before that, the leaders create a research sheet, which is basically we do a bit of research and write down topics which we think should be covered and ask for volunteers within the group to sign up to do a little bit of research on that particular aspect. For example, with the Blenheim trip, obviously one of the things was the house itself, another one was the Churchill family,
sure.
Another one was Capability Brown. At the moment, what is of great interest is the lake, because the current Lord has decided that he needs to drain and take away some of the silt from the bottom of the lake.
Yeah. How do you get everybody involved? Because not everybody likes talking to a group of people.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. I've got a nucleus of people who are quite happy to talk in front of other people. But if somebody wants to do some research and they are not comfortable, they do the research and just hand the research over to somebody else who is quite happy to read it out for them. That happened on Monday. Somebody did some research. She said beforehand, you know, I've done the research on X. I don't particularly want to read it out. And I said, that's fine. She gave it to me. I passed it over to somebody else. And they read it out.
Sounds to me as though that fits very well with the U3A ethos of the weak helping the strong, everybody helping one another and whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
it sounds like a very good template.
Yeah, I mean, it does work. I mean, the meetings are, they sound a little bit formal if you sort of sit there and people sort of lecture you, but it's not like that. We meet at like 9:45. We have a break at 10:30 where we have coffee and we sort of gossip amongst ourselves, then sort of come back again and do a bit more research. And that's how the 2 study meetings normally pan out.
So by the time you go to Blenheim,
yeah,
you know you're going to see what you already know about,
yes.
actually see it in the
yeah.
flesh.
Yeah.
That's the theory, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and I mean, there are other places that we go to where we might have a guided tour. And because we've done the research beforehand, the guided tour works because the person who's doing the guided tour is talking to people who know a little bit already.
And will know the questions to ask.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. the last trip of last year was to the Savoy Gardens. And we had a guide. And it was quite interesting that there were a number of the group who were asking questions. And the guide sort of was really pleased that they could, in fact, go off the normal script and come back yeah. and talk about things that were a little bit offbeat.
So what sort of places have you been to?
They fall into categories, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go to different towns and cities. We've been to Stratford, but we didn't just do Stratford. We actually arranged that we'd have a backstage tour of the Shakespeare Theatre. We went to Salisbury and had a tour around Arundel's. We've been up to London. One trip did the Globe Theatre and Southwark Cathedral. And again, we had a backstage tour of the Globe. There is an advantage in going as a group because you can actually get into places that ordinary people can't on a day-to-day basis. And of course, if you go as a group, invariably you get a group rate.
Well, I was going to come on to money eventually. We always do come on to money.
Yeah.
Clearly, this is carrier's charges over and above the U3A membership.
Yeah. Obviously, we don't make a profit because the U3A designates that we don't. But what we do, obviously, is that we price accordingly. And we price normally for a trip to run on 40 people with the cost of the coach, if we have a guided tour, if we've got entrance fees, and also a gratuity for the driver is sort
sure.
of built in. So that's the price which normally goes in the magazine. Obviously, if we get 60 people on the coach and then I grab hold of the microphone at the very beginning and say, good morning, everybody, and I can please to say this morning that I'm going to give you back £5 or £6 because we've got more than the 40
right.
that we originally planned.
So your ice cream's paid for?
Well, normally normally it's either coffee or G&T's, but ice cream's
okay.
possibly.
Sounds good. Yeah, Blenheim, just what's the cost that someone would buy?
The Blenheim trip, I think, was £24, is £24.
No,
I would imagine that probably that £24 will probably come down to £21 or £22.
So that's good value, because it's not
oh,
cheap,
yeah.
not
oh,
cheap
yeah.
to go in Blenheim.
No, it is good value. What else have we got planned? Are the places that we've gone to this year? Leicester and Richard III, two to go in together. We're going to Kew. We're going to Ludlow in December. They have what they call Tinsel Tuesdays, which is basically, it's not a Christmas market as such. It's a market which the local people put on, and they have sort of mulled wine and things like that. Hopefully, going in December, that the weather will be like it is today, with nice and sunny. Otherwise,
hopefully.
We could get a bit cold.
Yeah. What else do you do in U3A? I drag you out from line dancing. Is that it? I know you're fairly active.
Yeah, I do line dancing on Thursdays. I belong to a walking group which goes on Tuesdays. I belong to the golf group which meets once a month, and they play on Wednesdays. That's probably it with the travel group.
So it keeps you out of trouble?
Out of mischief, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's good because you also get to meet people, you get to meet different people. I mean, that's one advantage with the travel group, the research. You know, you've got such a variety of people who are in your group, and everybody has got their own particular interests. We've got one lady in the group who is an ex-domestic science teacher. Consequently, quite often, when we're sort of researching something, she will come up with aspects of food and nutrition. Another one is interested in sculptures and fine art. And when we do research, invariably she comes up with something which we completely off the track, not in the research sheet.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important that the research sheet is not a finite document. It's just a guideline for people to work from. But another one is involved in the London Railway. And whenever we go anywhere which has got anything to do with railways, you can guarantee there is mention of steam trains or whatever else that may occur.
So you've mentioned teachers a little bit, and you were an ex-teacher yourself. It's not all teachers, though, is it?
Oh, no, no. No.
I mean, some people are afraid of U3A because of the name. They think it's all very studious, and I'm sure you have a lot of laughs.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Like I said just now, I mean, they may sound formal, but they're not, because the official start is at 9:45. It's never 9:45. No.
Where do you meet?
At St. Joseph's Church Hall in Wharton. Yeah, I mean, we're meant to start at 9:45, an invariable call to order, if you like, at about 9:55, saying, good morning, everybody, and then we sort of settle down. But, you know, it really is an opportunity to have a gossip as well.
What would you say to someone who is not a joiner, who might be a bit shy, but who's desperately trying to find more to fill their days in retirement? What would you say to that nervous person?
The advantage with U3A is that if you look at all the aspects that are covered, there has to be something there, even if it's not something which you've got expertise in. But you might actually think, I used to do some painting. I'd like to do painting again. I don't know where to start. And then you contact somebody who's running a painting group, a drawing group. I mean, there are X number that within the U3A. Mm. I mean, that's just one aspect. I mean, I never, in a month of Sundays, thought that I would start line dance. We saw it advertised. It was the very beginning. If you look in the hall now, you'll probably find that there are 4 blokes and about 40 women.
Well, what's
and
wrong with that?
I was going to say, that ratio suits me fine. But we enjoy it. And I never thought, I mean, I never done any line dancing in my life until I joined the U3A. And that's really, I belong to a walking group. We go out for a walk. But it's nice when somebody else organises it and you can just go there and suddenly find places that you've not even thought about walking around. Somebody else does the work for you and you just enjoy it by getting out and getting some fresh air.
Well, there's a whole new world out there. Bill, thank you ever so much for your time this morning.
Pleasure.
Who knows who I'll be talking to next time you're listening to the U3A 10 Minutes. Thanks, Bill.
Cheers.